When I was in the Army, my drill sergeant would say, "Bird, what is the maximum effective range of an excuse?" And I would sit there and ponder that question for a second. And I said, "Zero, drill sergeant." "That's right. Excellent, man. The maximum effective range of an excuse is fucking zero." And so when I think about my creative friends, and when I talk to you, my creative friends, I'll say the same to you. The maximum effective range of your excuses is zero. We live in such a wonderful, wondrous time where we have so much technology at the tip of our at our fingertips, and we're not using it. We use it to make excuses. "I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have this. I don't have that." And the very tool that you're using to make your excuses is the tool that can change your situation. Our smartphones. If you look at the average smartphone, they have a 4K sensor. They allow you to do any and everything that you want. You can take pictures. You can take high quality video. I mean, it's not a DSLR. It's not a RED. It's not, you know, it's not a Blackmagic. But you can create content. You can do podcasts. You can, hell, you can write scripts on it. You can do all these things just from your smartphone, which most of us own. So stop making excuses for not creating content. Start somewhere. I was on Instagram yesterday, and Justin Simeon, the writer and director of Dear White People, was answering questions from his fans, and somebody asked him, "How do you, you know, create content when you have no money?" And his answer was, and the answer that I've always given my friends, is that you create what you can. You create what you can. If you don't have the money to make a multi-million dollar blockbuster, start with a short film. You know, get your friends together on the weekends. Use your phone. You can get a DSLR for like mad cheap now. Start somewhere. "Well, I can't afford a camera." Okay, go to your local pawn shop. I guarantee there's a DSLR there. Put them shits on layaway. Get it out 90 days or however long you can put it on layaway. Stop making excuses. "Well, I want to start a podcast, but I don't have a speaker. I don't have a microphone. I don't have a mixer. I'm recording this on my phone right now." And it might not be, you know, as quality as most of your more higher end podcasts. You can hear me, can't you? So we're making excuses. Stop making excuses for not creating. I think we are becoming more professional at that than we are at actually growing our crafts. You know, get what camera that you can afford. Learn how to use that. You know, when I first started out, I started out with a Canon T2i, which I still own, and I still use it at times. At the time, the cameras cost me probably about $700 a piece. You know, I have two of them. And I started doing local shows. I didn't know what to do. You know, here I am with this one camera, and I didn't know what to do with it. And I'm trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to make money, or how am I going to create content with this thing? So I started doing short films. I was getting my friends on the weekends or weeknights, and I would make short films and start publishing them on YouTube and Vimeo. And, you know, and I started to grow my audience that way. When I shot my first short film as a director, As We Lay, I shot it, you know, in a hotel room that we got the hookup on from a friend. And me, my friend Miko, and her boyfriend at the time, Ben, we got in a hotel room. I wrote a script, and we got in a hotel room, and we shot the movie in one day, in like a couple of hours. Packed out screening, you know, thousands of views later. You know, I went on to do my first feature documentary. Let me back up. I would take videography jobs and photography jobs and whatever jobs that I could take, you know, to make money. You know, so I would make, you know, $150 here, $200 there, $300 there. And I was able to buy more equipment. I was able to buy lights and lav mics and camera and extra camera and all of that. And so I was able to grow my business and able to grow myself as an artist and at the same time get better, you know, as not only a videographer, but a photographer and an interviewer and a documentarian and everything else. For the simple fact that I kept working, you know, and it doesn't cost you anything to learn. It doesn't cost you anything to take your camera out on the weekends and film something or take pictures for people, take pictures of kids in your family, take pictures of your family, take pictures of people around you just to get better, you know, just to learn and to get better and to learn your equipment and learn your camera. There's no excuse. We got to stop making excuses. People are creating content every single day, every minute, every second, every hour, in every geographic location that you could think of. People are creating content all the time. And there's no excuse for you to not be one of those people and not find a way to stand out. So what's the maximum effective range of an excuse? It's zero.